Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eric Yelding. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Obergefell. Batting third. The catcher, Craig Biggio. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Glenn Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Franklin Stubbs. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Eric Anthony. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Casey Kendall. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gerald Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Deshays. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Jim Deshays. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mark Carrion. Batting second. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting third. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Marshall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Darren Reed. Batting seventh. The catcher, Barry Lyons. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, David Cohn. Pitching for the New York Mets, David Cohn. And now, play ball. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Yelding hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Obergefell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Obergefell reaches second base with a double. Yelding goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Astros. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Biggio strikes out. 1 out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Stubbs hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Astros. Eric Anthony is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anthony strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a fly ball into left field. Anthony settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Teufel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Teufel takes first base on ball 4. Howard Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Teufel moves to second. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McReynolds hits a line drive towards center. Young catches it and throws to third to double up Teufel. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gerald Young is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Deshays is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Deshays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yelding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Reed is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Reed hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Lyons batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Yelding is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yelding hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yelding. The throw from Lyons and he is safe. Yelding steals second. Ken Obergefell batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Obergefell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Obergefell hits a pop-up towards short. Elster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Biggio is 0-for-1 in the game. Biggio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cohn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Yelding moves to third. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stubbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stubbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Elster hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion hits a line drive into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Eric Anthony is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Anthony is 0-for-1 in the game. Anthony hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kendall is 0-for-1 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cohn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gerald Young is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a pop-up towards short. Elster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Teufel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergefell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Howard Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yelding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. McReynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. McReynolds hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kendall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Deshaies is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Deshaies is 0 for 1 in the game. Deshaies hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yelding is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Yelding strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Obergefell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Obergefell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Obergefell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Biggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Biggio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall strikes out. 1 out. Darren Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. Reed strikes out. 2 outs. Barry Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yelding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Stubbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stubbs hits a fly ball into center field. Kerrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eric Anthony is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anthony is 0 for 2 in the game. Anthony strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Elster is 0 for 1 in the game. Elster hits a fly ball into left field. Anthony settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Jeffries pinch hits for David Cohn. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries takes first base on ball 4. Mark Kerrion is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kerrion is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerrion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeffries moves to second. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Teufel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's, Astros 3, Mets, 3. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yelding fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Deshaies fires to first and has Johnson trapped. There's the throw to Yelding who tags Johnson for the out. 2 outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yelding fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Yelding. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 3. The Astros will come to bat. Tim Teufel now playing first base. Bob O'Hayden now pitching. Greg Jeffries now playing second base. Casey Kendale is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kendale is 0 for 2 in the game. Kendale takes first base on ball 4. Gerald Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young strikes out. 1 out. Glenn Wilson pinch hits for Jim Deshays. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Juan Augusto now pitching. Darren Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 0 for 2 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yelding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Barry Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elster is 0 for 2 in the game. Elster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yelding fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 3. The Astros will come to bat. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yelding is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Yelding hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Obergefell hits a fly ball into center field. Kerrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Biggio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Biggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive towards third. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jeffries is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Kerrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kerrion is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kerrion hits a fly ball into right field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Teufel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Teufel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Anthony throws the ball into Yelding, who tags Teufel trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 3. The Astros will come to bat. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stubbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Anthony is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Anthony is 0 for 3 in the game. Anthony strikes out. Two outs. Casey Kendale batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Kendale is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kendale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gerald Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson strikes out. 1 out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergefell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Daryl Boston pinch hits for Bob Ojeda. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Augusto, and towards Yelding, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 3. The Astros will come to bat. John Franco now pitching. Bill Doran pinch hits for Juan Augusto. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Doran hits a line drive beyond third. Johnson can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yelding is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Yelding strikes out. 1 out. Ken Caminiti pinch hits for Ken Obergefell. Terry Pohl pinch runs for Bill Doran. Ken Caminiti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Caminiti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pohl moves to second. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Biggio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Biggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Caminiti moves to second. 2 outs. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 4 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Caminiti now playing third base. Danny Darwin now pitching. Alex Trevino now catching. Daryl Strawberry pinch hits for Darren Reed. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Strawberry strikes out. 1 out. Barry Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lyons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a pop-up towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elster is 0 for 3 in the game. Elster hits a pop-up towards short. Yelding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 3. The Astros will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry now playing right field. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stubbs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eric Anthony is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anthony is 0 for 4 in the game. Anthony takes first base on ball 4. Stubbs moves to second. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kendall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kendall bunts in front of the plate. Lyon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gerald Young is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Young is 0-for-4 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Stubbs moves to third. Anthony moves to second. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Trevino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to home to get Stubbs. Anthony moves to third. Young moves to second. 2 outs. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. The umpire calls a balk on Franco. Anthony scores. Young moves to third. Trevino moves to second. It's 4-3, Astros. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yelding is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Yelding hits a pop-up towards short. Elster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Rafael Ramirez now playing shortstop. Dave Smith now pitching. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jeffries hits a line drive into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Carrion batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carrion is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carrion takes first base on ball 4. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Teufel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Teufel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anthony. Teufel reaches second base with a double. Carrion goes all the way around to score. It's Astros, 4, Mets, 4. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson is walked intentionally. Kevin McReynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McReynolds is 0-for-4 in the game. McReynolds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Houston Astros, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.